You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on KGYM. 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes from our Circa Sports Iowa studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids as we take you through this midweek edition of the program. Being brought to you by DuPaco Community Credit Union, and you can check them out online at dupaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to dupaco.com. We are packed for a Wednesday. Mark Ironside will join us, and we'll talk about the big tournament down in Coralville that'll be getting underway tomorrow and running Thursday and Friday. The Soldier Salute Wrestling Championships, we'll talk about that and more. College wrestling going into 2023 with Mark. And then Chris Liss will join us to answer your fantasy football questions. And you can get those already into us if you would like at 319-366-1600. That is a text line. It is always available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well. That is also 319-366-1600. As we make our way through a Wednesday, as this between Christmas and New Year's holiday week continues on with all kinds of bowl action. Right now, you've got the Military Bowl in the third quarter, and it is Duke on top of Central Florida. I'm sorry, UCF. They do not like to be called Central Florida. Cyclone fans, if you would like to get under the skin of the Golden Knights early as they enter the Big 12 next year, call them Central Florida. They don't like that. But right now, whatever you want to call them, they are behind 23-7 to the Duke Blue Devils. And that's where I want to start things, Mark. Good afternoon to you, first of all.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, everyone.
We got an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you. We got the results of the Emil's Hideaway pick six. We have a Bowling Night in America preview for you. So we got a lot to get to. But last night, if you listened and stayed up, et cetera, we had the bowl game last night. What? I can't even remember what it was. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl. They all kind of go together, Mark. But that was Wisconsin in action against Oklahoma State last night. First Big Ten team in action. And Wisconsin gets a win. Had to kind of hold off Oklahoma State, as the Badgers probably should have had a much bigger lead in the first half. But what really I want to discuss with you in brief here before we talk to Mark Ironside is Luke Fickell was on the sideline last night. Wasn't necessarily in charge, quotation marks, as far as Wisconsin football team is concerned. It was still technically Jim Leonard, who was the interim head coach for that particular ball game before he leaves from his post at Wisconsin. Still has not decided where he's going to coach next year, or if he is going to coach next year, maybe take a day off, but he is going, or a year off, I should say. He's going to be well, his phone is not going to go silent, let's just put it that way, as far as defensive coordinator jobs and maybe even a head job are concerned. But at any rate, my point is, if you watched that game last night, you saw the influence of Luke Fickell already. He wasn't calling the plays, but you could see just in the 1 month that he has had with the Wisconsin Badgers how differently things are going to be next year in Madison. Now, granted, it's going to be probably only one more year of the Big Ten West, and then it will go into a big jumbled stew of Big Ten-ness, but you did not see fullback, tailback for Wisconsin last night very often. You saw four receivers, you saw motion, you saw more than two receivers going out in a pattern, you saw deep throws, you saw bootlegs a lot, you saw three different runners tote the ball last night for Wisconsin. I was impressed, and if you're a Hawkeye fan, you got to be a little bit leery about that going into the future, as long as Luke Fickell is in Madison. He's going to do a good job.
I think he is too, and I noticed a bit of difference. I watched till halftime, and it was a good win for Wisconsin. Good start for the Big Ten. You look at the landscape of the West, at least for one more year, and not only Fickell, but Purdue's got a new coach.
Yep.
Nebraska has a new coach.
Correct.
Bielema is relatively fresh at Illinois. The landscape has changed a bit from the coaching ranks, and I don't think there's any question Luke Fickell's going to make a difference. And having said that, I mean, Paul Chryst wasn't bad. Just ran into a tough time. But Fickell's going to make a difference.
He is. He is going to make a difference. And once he gets his personnel in there, and you take a look at who is rumored to move in as far as the coordinators are concerned, that's a pretty good pedigree. Mongo coming from North Carolina to be the offensive coordinator, and he had Drake Mayo this past year down at North Carolina, and he threw for thousands of yards down there. And it's going to be a different looking Wisconsin team. And it's going to be, I mean, we're so used to Iowa, Wisconsin just, you know, bucking heads, beating the snot out of each other. And all of a sudden now you're going to have a completely different look, at least in Madison anyway. Again, we will reiterate. We'll talk more about this starting tomorrow and Friday as we take a look ahead to the Music City Bowl. Changes that are possibly in store for the Iowa offense. That is, again, rumored to be in the air down in Nashville. The proof remains in the pudding, though, if it's going to be a different look for Iowa. It's not going to be totally different, but if it's going to be a little bit different. Bottom line is, this is not your older brother's and certainly not your father's Wisconsin Badgers from here on in.
No, but you look statistically, and it was still largely a running effort for Wisconsin. Braylon Allen and Ches Malusi leading the way, 116 and 77 yards respectively. Only passed for 116, but I thought passed effectively. And I think the formations were a different look for Wisconsin. We'll see where that leads down the road. Again, Fickell wasn't really totally in charge, but you'd be kidding yourself if you didn't think he had a bit of influence.
He had a lot of influence as far as the offense. And then you turn things over to Jim Leonard's defense, and it was a recipe for success. A lot of Wisconsinites there. Of course, it's much warmer in Phoenix than it is in Madison and around the great dairy state of Wisconsin. They're not dumb people up there, Mark.
No. The flip side of this story is Mike Gundy, the man, threw a reporter or perhaps reporters under the bus when he was asked post-game if there was going to be coaching changes in his program. I think he called the reporter an ass, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did. Said he was threatening to not include him in team activities anymore. Yeah, to me, Oklahoma State looked like they did not, and Mike Gundy even on the sideline did not look like he wanted to be at that game last night. And all of a sudden at the end, lo and behold, they almost win the football game. College football, bowl action, go figure. But yeah, Mike Gundy was not happy. And I don't know if that's the exact time. It wasn't a question that was incredibly, you know, out of the context of looking ahead to 2023. I can see anybody asking that question, Mark. You've been in those situations before. But boy, oh boy, Mike Gundy, that was not the time to ask him.
It was an end-of-season press conference, so to speak. I mean, it was post-bowl game, perhaps still heat of the moment. But Gundy said, quote, "Do you think I would tell you if I was making staff changes? I mean, I might have to cut you out. I mean, don't be an ass, really. That's people's lives, man. That's people's families. Don't mess with people's families. Let's do this the right way. It's not fair to people's families, man. I'm not mad about the game. I just don't like ignorance.
I don't know if it was an ignorant question. Maybe it was he could have handled it a little bit better, the answer, perhaps.
Well, whether it was last night or 2 weeks from now, it's still dealing with people's lives.
Right.
You know, maybe the timing was bad. I don't know. But Gundy was not happy with it.
No, was not. Bowls, that is the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com. We got bowl action coming your way tonight. We'll catch the end of the Liberty Bowl and take you into the, I believe it's the Tax Act Texas Bowl tonight between the Lane Train, Ole Miss, and Texas Tech. Big 12, 0-2 right now as far as bowl action is concerned. Can Texas Tech turn that around? That's our poll question, Mark, and it's brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement.
Yes, it is. Which team will win the Texas Bowl tonight, Ole Miss or Texas Tech? And I don't know if, Scott, you're in the same boat, but I have as much trouble keeping track of who is sponsoring bowl games that I do trying to remember which Major League Stadium sponsor, you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you're referring to.
Just give me Wrigley Field. Give me Fenway Park.
There you go. That is in the past. That is in the past. All right, quick break. Come back. Mark Ironside joins us. Chris Liss to talk fantasy football. If you have a question about your game coming up this week, go ahead. You can get it in to us right now at 319-366-1600. Cyclone Tim has noted now. Thanks, guys. Central Florida. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with Mark after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Kason Ferrigs with a check of your weather first forecast. Clouds should continue to clear some as we head towards the afternoon hours today. Daytime highs will be into the upper 30s. As we head towards Wednesday night, expect more clouds to work their way back on in. We're also expecting some patchy fog due to some of the melting snow. Low temperatures will be into the middle 30s. As we head towards Thursday, cloudy conditions will continue. Drizzle is also possible as we head towards the afternoon hours. Temperatures will be on the warmer side into the middle and upper 40s. And that's your latest Weather First forecast.
Start NFL Week 17 off right with NFL Same Game Parlay Insurance from FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account, you'll get free bets back if your 4-plus leg Thursday night Same Game Parlay falls one leg short. NFL Same Game Parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout. If you like Derrick Henry going over the rushing yards total, Dak Prescott going over the passing yards total, and Tony Pollard as an anytime touchdown score, that's an example of a same game parlay from the Thursday night contest. You can build your own or choose from one of the popular same game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a same game parlay. Just sign up with promo code COON if you don't already have an account. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $25. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining, and some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Back with you on the gym class at 318 here on KGYM. Chris Liss will join us to answer your fantasy football questions coming up here in just a little bit as we take you through this Wednesday edition of the program. Bowl action coming up tonight. We'll join up with ESPN's coverage at 6 o'clock this evening with the ending of the Liberty Bowl and then the kickoff of the Texas Bowl, the Tax Act Texas Bowl, which is coming up this evening at 7 o'clock between Ole Miss and the Red Raiders of Texas Tech. Getting ready to talk to Mark Ironside and his parents brought to you each and every week by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt, located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Happy holidays to Kurt. All the folks associated with him. Does a great job helping us out, and good guy. Good guy out there, indeed. While we got a moment waiting for Mark, You want to give the results of the Emil's Hideaway pick six? We have a moment to do that.
I can do that. We're a bit delayed because we picked the game last night, Wisconsin and Oklahoma State, and the results were pending results of that game. Dave is our weekly winner with a 4-2 mark. I had the same record, but he beat me on the tiebreaker. I think I had gotten beat on tiebreakers.
You're getting very good at that.
Wow. You and Spencer were both 2-4, and folks, after Dave began the season 0-11, he has tied you for the lead, Scott, at 48-45. Games are a little more interesting this week, as we'll pick more on the pick six on Friday.
Looking forward to that. Mark joins us here in studio. And, again, we're going to talk some college wrestling. Again, thanks to Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance, for sponsoring our talk of wrestling here on the program today. As we get ready for the Soldier Salute coming up tomorrow and Friday down at Extreme Arena in Coralville, Mark Ironside joining us. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, guys.
See, you're in a great mood, and when you're with Stacy all day, you're going to be in a great mood,
you
right?
You know, I've just had a great few days. I'm not going to lie. I mean, Christmas Day, almost got divorced. Not that that's great, but...
It's happened to me a time or two.
On Christmas Day.
Let's just call the whole damn thing off.
Yeah, that's about what my wife did, because I skipped her side of the family's Christmas to go deer hunting.
Oh, Mark.
And, yeah. But you know what? The conditions were perfect. My cornfield food plot was right there. The deer were in it. I know they were. It was so cold, and it panned out because I shot a really, really nice buck. And then went
still
home the next morning.
Yeah, still did not
so
fly,
did it?
So at
least it made me look good. I mean, she knew. So it made me look like I knew what I was talking about. I was like, hey, listen here, honey. The conditions and the elements are absolutely perfect. But yeah, but these people you only see once a year. I'm like, well, these elements only come around maybe once a year too. So it's like I haven't shot a buck in a long time, and I got a good chance tonight. And it worked out, panned out. So then I came home the next morning.
You got shot.
took the deer, dropped it off in Sullen, and then ran home, plowed the drive, and grabbed Hannah, drove right back down, went up into the blind, and bam, Hannah shoots a big old honking buck. Same thing right away. So, yeah, two monster bucks just like that. Boom, boom. And then I got to spend the day setting up down for Soldier Salute with Stace. So it's been a good few days, and Santa's treated me well. No complaints.
The difference is your wife is not pissed at Hannah.
You know, I will say this. Hannah wanted to go Christmas night. And when I sent her a picture of that deer, she was so mad that she did not go. But she's got a bigger heart, obviously, than I do, because she's like, no, I got to go. Mom will be mad. And I'm like, okay. And then she's like, I should have went. It's not going to be there the next night. And we're like, yeah, well, we'll get some deer in there. And then sure as heck, that one big one came out, and boom, perfect shot, 50 yards, tailgate it, out of there.
Boom.
So she was happy. That was her biggest yet, too.
Yeah, all right.
So we had a good couple days. And I don't think I ever told you guys, my mom shot a really super nice buck. Second season deer season, yeah. All out of the exact same blind over the same cornfield. You just mow a little bit down here, a little bit down there, and...
Did she skip a Christmas too, or what?
You know, she almost had to at Christmas at her own house, because we had that Saturday, and she shot it Friday night. Had she not shot that deer, she was going to, like, that afternoon say, hey, you guys continue to drink the eggnog. I'll be out hunting. I'll be back in a couple hours. And she didn't have to. She got to have a fun, relaxing Christmas and hanging out with everybody, because she shot her a really, really nice buck the night before.
Tales from Ironside.
2031's pictures.
The fun side.
It's been a really good couple weeks.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the gym class on KGY. Now we're getting pictures. Here we go. There's wrestling tomorrow.
There is, and I'm so excited. I literally just drove to the studio here from the Extreme Arena. We set up our merch booth down there, all the Soldier Salute apparel, the Y Women's Wrestling apparel, I Wrestling apparel, and seen the floor. The floor looks amazing. Josh Emmerger has just gone above and beyond like he always does. The place just looks absolutely immaculate. Everything is so custom with the Soldier Salute logo everywhere. And, you know, with all the armed forces coming in and the military coming in, it's just going to be, you know, it's cool because you get a chance to watch the Hawkeyes, you know, come in and wrestle, and the women's team, which a lot of people haven't had an opportunity ever. Nobody's had an opportunity to see the women wrestle yet. But just to see, like, the armed forces come in and a salute to our armed forces and a soldier salute is just, I mean, that's the type of stuff for me that just, you know, gives you goosebumps and just makes it real, especially this time of year during Christmas and New Year's. And we've had so many people and veterans and military serving overseas and not home for the holidays. And it really makes things realistic and to life of what they do and what they put on the line on an everyday basis that so many people of us, so many of us just take for granted every single day. And that's where, you know, I love Josh Schomberger and everything he does for the sport of wrestling, but to name this event not the Iowa Wrestling Open or something like that, but the Soldier Salute Open. And I love it, and I love him for it and everything about this tournament.
According to the Iowa release, Tom Brands is scheduled to put 29 wrestlers on the mat, 16 attached, 13 unattached. You can explain the difference if you want to, but a chance for including Spencer Lee, scheduled to go.
Yeah, Spencer's scheduled to go. They have not came out the brackets yet. Weigh-ins are tomorrow morning, but he is on the list to wrestle along with Rio Woods and all the other Hawkeyes, all your other starters and stuff. So, with that being said, I can't imagine that these guys wouldn't be wrestling at this tournament right in your own backyard. It's been a while since they've been on the mat. Spencer needs the weigh-ins. He needs the mat time.
It's been 20 days since Iowa wrestled.
It's been a while. Yeah, it's absolutely been a while. It gives us a good opportunity to get some competition in now, have a little bit of a break, not much, just basically a week, and then we got Illinois, and then we start that Big Ten conference season. So this is an opportunity to kind of get the rust off over Christmas and the finals and people going home and get them a weigh-in and a competition 2 days in a row off of weigh-ins. And I think it's phenomenal, and it's great for our guys, and we're just blessed to have this in our own backyard and not having to travel halfway across the country or to Chicago to make it happen.
Yeah. Iowa's got Spencer Lee down. They also have Max Mirren down. Yep. He's scheduled to wrestle in there as well. And pretty much the lineup. Basically, a bar in there.
I didn't see. Is Seabrook on there?
He is unattached.
Unattached.
Yep. Seabrook right now they list as unattached.
What does that mean, Mark?
So unattached means that you still have, let's say, a red shirt year left or a COVID year left, and if you wrestle unattached. So the new rules are, it used to be like if you step foot on the mat at all, like you wrestle one period of a wrestling match, you lose your red shirt. And the new rule is this year, you can wrestle up to five matches or five events for that matter, and it doesn't go against your red shirt or your COVID year, as you will. So maybe he's using this one as his unattached just in case, let's say he gets hurt right now. Maybe he's on, so he's might be probably wrestled in four events so far. This is the fifth. What if he gets hurt right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then this is just unattached. So then he still has one more event that he could come and wrestle and maybe test it. And if it doesn't work out, then he could use this year as a redshirt year. So, you know, unattached just means you're wrestling unattached. You're not burning an eligibility of a year. So, but it's a really good new rule that they implemented this year, the NCAA did, to where guys can wrestle up to five times and not lose that redshirt or COVID year.
Good idea. Other teams, Iowa State is scheduled to bring folks over. I'm not sure how many they're going to bring. I hope they do bring, you know, at least a handful or something like that. VMI, Army, Navy, of course, the Citadel, UNI, supposed to bring people down.
Yeah, they're bringing I heard 19 guys down.
Oh, good. Yep, okay.
19. I don't know what 19, but they're bringing like 19 guys down.
Wisconsin, Minnesota, Wyoming, South Dakota State, and Columbia, and Bellarmine as well. That's the group for men's wrestling. Women's, that's a whole different. You don't see as many of the, you know, I guess name schools.
you know, obviously Iowa's going to be there. Cornell, Mount Vernon Cornell is going to be there. Iowa Westland is going to be there. Life is going to be there, which is a really big women's wrestling school. But it doesn't really matter. You have an opportunity to go and watch the Iowa women's wrestling team compete for the first time ever. And even, you know, going back to where who's going to be wrestling for Iowa there, you know, I know Patrick Kennedy's listed on there to wrestle. If you're a guy and you're wrestling for the University of Iowa, you're, and Tom says, hey, I don't know if I'm going to have you wrestle this weekend or not, or this, you know, event or not. The guys are probably like, what? Are you kidding me? This is in our own backyard. I'm dying. I want to wrestle. It's like right here. Like, please let me wrestle. I mean, these guys want to compete. They want to be on the mat, and it's been a long time. So the guys are super excited. If Tom says, hey, do you want to wrestle or not? These guys are going to be absolutely sign me up. I am in. This is a great opportunity for the guys, not just the fans, but for the guys to go get, you know, four, five, six matches in a couple of days. And this is the only tournament that we wrestle in all year where it's like besides the Big Tens and the Nationals. So this is a great event where it's more than one way in, 2 days in a row to prepare yourself kind of for that postseason, get a lot of matches in. I think everybody should for sure be wrestling as long as they're healthy.
I haven't paid much attention to the Midlands, but how much can you see this event growing?
Oh, this event is going to grow big time. I can promise you that. I don't know who it is, but I was just talking to Luke Eustace down there, and he said there's already like a list of people that teams that want in for this tournament next year. And it's just so awesome. Schamburger is just going to be awesome and do such a great event. He always puts on a top-notch, high-class type of event. It's well-run. And the other thing is, too, is this arena is built around, like, so many restaurants and bars and hotels. Like, these fans that come in, they don't have to go anywhere. They park their cars at the parking ramp. They got all the different food joints. They got their hotels right there. This is why they call it Wrestling Town USA. It's everything you need is right here, and it's easily accessible. It's not far from the airport. It's right off the interstate. And so if it's, you know, Iowa's right in the middle of the United States pretty much. So, I mean, it's just a great opportunity for teams to come in and wrestle some of the best competition.
Yeah. Soldier salute. There is you can go down there. It's going to be four sessions, correct? Two tomorrow, two on Friday, right?
Two tomorrow, two on Friday. But you only pay once per day. Yep. So if you go to the tomorrow morning session at 10 a.m., your ticket is good for the tomorrow night 7 o'clock session, as well as if you go to the noon session on Friday, which will be the semifinals and some wrestlebacks, that ticket is good for the 6 p.m. session Friday night as well for the finals and all the medal matches.
I wanted to ask you about the national landscape for a minute, Mark. I noted the team rankings on the Iowa release today. Maybe I haven't been paying attention, but Arizona State, number 3 in the country.
Yeah, you haven't been paying attention. That's news to you.
Iowa State has climbed to 4th. Arizona State stuck out to me.
Arizona State, what were they last year, like 3rd or 4th?
Yeah.
They were 3rd or 4th in the country last year, Mark. Yeah. I mean, they had like everybody coming back. So, yeah, they're Zeke Jones is doing a really good job down there. Mark Perry, if you remember Mark Perry, you know, Hawkeye, 2-time national champion, John Smith's nephew, he's down there training the women, but he's involved in that program down there as well, too. They got a good thing going on in Arizona State. You know, it's a warmer climate. I mean, guys want to go down there. They pull from California. They get some great athletes down there. And that's a program, and it's good to see, too. It's not like just the Big Ten. You know, it's a program from the Pac-10. It's a program that's not always up top, but they're going to be a force to be reckoned with for a really long time. Like, this program, they're not just going to have a good year last year and this year, and then they're done. I mean, they're going to be around. They're always going to have a good program, which they always used to have a good program.
When
Bobby Douglas was there and I was wrestling, it was awesome. And then as soon as Bobby Douglas left, then it kind of went downhill. We used to go down there and wrestle them every other year. They were on our schedule. They'd come up here, then we'd go down there. When I competed, we went down to Phoenix twice and wrestled them down there. So it's a great trip, and it's good wrestling.
Yeah. Hey, we did have a question on the text line here, 1207, asking your thoughts on at 133 and 174. Teske and Nelson, the guys there, or are their injuries too concerning?
Hey, was Teske on there that your release?
Let me look here.
I don't think he was. I glanced at it really quick, but no. I don't think he was.
No Teske.
So I will say this. Teske is the guy. Was Shriver on there?
Yeah, Schriever's in there as the attached group.
Okay, I didn't know about Schriever because I know that he got dinged up a little bit in that last match.
They had Schriever and Ibarra on both wrestling attached.
Yeah. Who did we wrestle last? Where were we at? Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.
Yeah, Schriever got dinged up just a little bit there, so I didn't know if he was going to be on there or not. Teske, he won the wrestle off. He wasn't like a spot he had for, sure. A lot of people don't realize it, but he did have a minor injury during the Cal Baptist match, which didn't really take effect until after the match was over. And I can't go into too many details, obviously, but it has been nagging at him, and he's just having a really hard time getting past it. It's nothing major, not going to need surgery or anything like that, but he does have an injury that I would thought, and everybody thought it had just been healed up by now. But this injury, you have to be very, very careful with it, or it just will not go away. And it could be the fact where, okay, we're past that, he's better now, but he hasn't been on the mat for a month and a half, so we're not just going to throw him out here, you know, in a tournament right away without being on the mat for a month and a half. So he will be back. He'll be battling the position for Schriever. I'm sure he'll probably, you know, if it, you know, it, the match was in overtime in the wrestle off, but he has the nod. And then at 74, Brands for sure is the main at 74. Is Brands on there for this weekend?
He's not on the list.
He's not on the list.
There's no 74 listed except for an unattached.
Swofford is unattached at 74. Yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, no Brands, it looks like there. But go, you can go to their website, the Soldier Salute website, and like Mark said, first good chance for everybody to see the Iowa women wrestle. So that will be that's going to be well worth it tomorrow. Plus everything else going on.
And
so,
I know, like, the Iowa women, they're so excited. Those girls are so excited for an opportunity to come and wrestle, even though it's not in Carver Hawk Arena, big dual meet or anything, but so excited to strap on the singlet and come wrestle, you know, in front of the home fans. And it's a great opportunity for them. So I know it's a work day, but I hope a lot of people come out and support, number one, our soldiers and salute the soldiers, because that's kind of what the most important thing is there. And two, our Iowa men's and women's wrestling teams. And if not, then, you know, sit there at work and during the day and you get to listen to Stephen Grace and myself. And then you come for the evening sessions.
One more quick question. Why did Riggins bump up to 65, they're asking?
I have no clue. Zero. I don't know. Maybe he's, I don't know, growing. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
You're about 65, aren't you?
I could still make 65 pretty quickly, yes. You give me a day, I could be down to 65.
You can get it down there.
I could be down there.
That's old school, man.
Yeah.
That's old school.
I can make it happen. I took like 7 pounds off in the last, I don't know, couple 3 weeks or so.
It's what happens when your wife scares you.
No, it's what happens when you have to freaking drag a deer up out of a ravine and a goalie and drag it for a freaking mile. Sweating and pouring sweat and drenched down to a t-shirt, and it's like a blizzard outside.
All right. Well, if anyone has any extra rooms for Mark, give us a call. We'll see you next week. You'll make it in.
Yeah, I'll be in. I'll be in.
Have fun.
All right. Thanks, fellas. We'll talk to you later.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Chris List to join us, and we'll get an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard update for you all coming up here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw. It's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
When you're an innovative business, every blinking cursor, every blank page is an opportunity. What will you do with it? Will you make something better or create something new? Our Dell Technologies advisors provide you with tools and expertise to do incredible things. Because we believe there's an innovator in all of us. For advice on smart PCs powered by Intel vPro that's built for business, call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL.
With other lenders, it can feel like they're calling the wrong plays, not CrossCountry Mortgage. They're the masterminds behind perfect play calling. Go with them and your home loan experience will end in a victory parade in your new neighborhood. You're the perfect free agent to sign with the best loan originators in the game. And CrossCountry Mortgage is dedicated to getting it done. Reach out today at ccm.com. That's ccm.com.
Equal housing opportunity. All loans subject to underwriting approval. CrossCountry Mortgage LLC. NMLS 3029. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
3:39, back with you on the Gym Class on KGYM. We go from wrestling to a little fantasy football talk. And if you have a question for our next guest, Chris Liss, Real Man Sports, in conjunction with rotowire.com, go ahead and text it to us at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Chris's appearance brought to you by I'm On Communications, the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. And greetings, Chris. Happy holidays. I hope your teams are doing better than mine. Let's put it that way.
Well, you got eliminated. Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. I'm in the big battle for seventh coming up this weekend.
Ah, seventh is huge. Yeah, you don't want to take eighth. You know, you got to make sure you stay out of eighth. I've got my team is in fourth place overall in the national contest, and first place is 250,000, but I'm about 25 points back, and it was driving me crazy because the guy was only about 6 points ahead of me, or four points ahead of me, and he had the Chargers defense going Monday night, and I'm watching Nick Foles throw interception after interception, take sack after sack, and I'm about to jump out a window because I just like, stop, just hand it off, please, make it stop. So now I'm down 25 from first place, but, you know, I've got a shot. You know, I mean, the 25 can be made up, so it's just one more week.
One guy gets paid?
Second place gets 50,000, third place gets 25, and it goes steeply down from there. But, yeah, I would like, you know, of course you want to win the big one, but I'm not saying I'll settle for second, but I'll take it. You know,
if you want to send us airfare, we will certainly help you celebrate a big payday in Portugal.
Yeah, I will. I should. That's what I should do.
All right, let's get to questions here because people are getting ready that are in their championships. 3034 asking Devin Singletary or Latavius Murray for this weekend.
Wow. That is probably pretty close. Man, you know, the Broncos offense is just such a disaster. And the Bills are good, but the Bills are splitting carries between a couple of guys. I guess I got to go Singletary. I think there'll be points scored in that game. I think it'll go Singletary.
54-53 needs an RB2, one of these three. Pacheco, Knight, or Foreman?
Yeah, I mean, Tampa typically is good against the run. Pacheco, I mean, he's just not getting, you know, any of the receptions. And then Zonovan Knight, I mean, I guess he's got a good matchup this week. I guess I'll say Foreman, but it's close.
Very close right there. Let's see what else we have here. 1782 asking Dallas Goedert or Knox, Dawson Knox.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because we don't know. I guess it's going to be Minshew, but I guess I'll say Goddard still.
78-69 is in a PPR league. Chris needs one wide receiver and one flex out of these four. DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Boyd, Latavius Murray, J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, I'd probably go Dobbins as the flex. And then what I do for my the receiver. It was either DeMarcus Robinson or Tyler Boyd.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty ugly. I'm going to say DeMarcus Robinson. And it's even going to – I guess I'll say Boyd. Make sure he's healthy, though.
True. Cincinnati with a tough one against Buffalo, though. Interesting right there. 1954 is up next here, Chris. They're in a half-point PPR league. Miles Sanders or David Montgomery?
Yeah, I probably go Montgomery against – I don't know. Give me Sanders against New Orleans at home to clinch everything.
52-32 needs to pick two in a half-point PPR. Scary Terry, Devontae Smith, or let DeAndre Swift let me down one more time.
Yeah, DeAndre Swift, I mean, it's just so, you know, he's healthy. He's got a huge upside, but then, you know, you don't know how many snaps he's going to play. But then Scary Terry's got the Niners. He's got the football team. I won't call them the Commanders. They got the Browns. I guess I'll take Scary Terry over Swift.
Scary Terry. Great nickname. Yeah, Williams is doing everything for Detroit, but it came crashing down last week down in Carolina, so that's a bad situation. 7966 with the next question for Chris, and if you have a question, 319-366-1600. In a non-PPR league, Walker the third or ETN? That's the first part of the question.
Okay, let's start with that. So ETN's got a great matchup. There's some concern that because the Jaguars, it's a meaningless game for the Jaguars. But I think they're going to go all out, but there's a chance they rest some of these guys, especially ETN. But I'm still going to take, I think, ETN over Walker. But it's close. What's the second part?
Then Waddle, Ayuk, or Judy in the same non-PPR league?
Waddle, Ayuk, or Judy. I mean, Waddle's got New England. There's no Tua. Ayuk's got the Raiders and Judy. I'm going to say Ayuk instead of Waddle because Tua, I don't think Tua's going to play.
Doesn't sound like it. And, of course, Denver with a new coach.
That's good for Denver. There's nothing that could be worse. It'll either be better or the same, but there's no possibility it could be worse for Denver.
How about Jared Stidham, by the way, now starting for the Las Vegas Raiders out of the blue?
And Teddy Bridgewater.
In my contest, you know, it's not just rooting for my guys. It's rooting against all the other good players, you know, because, guys, you know, you're rooting against everybody else. So, like, Josh Jacobs has had a monster year. He's on a lot of the teams that are in contention. And I'm hoping the Raiders' offense gets buried against the Niners with Stidham. So, you know, these things, like, I'm ecstatic that Stidham is quarterback right now because, you know, that's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a tough matchup for all their skill guys.
Yeah. 4059 with the next question, tight end question. Cole Kmet of Mark's Bears or Dawson Knox?
Yeah, I'll go Knox narrowly, but that's about 50-50. I mean, you know, anything that's close, go with your gut because you never want to take advice from someone else and then make the mistake. Always, you know, better be wrong on your own instincts. But I would say that one's almost 50-50, but I'll say Knox.
Chris, my question, maybe it's just my imagination, but are tight ends an emerging commodity? I mean, put aside Kelce and Kittle and those guys, but I watched what Higby did. Kmet had a couple, three solid games in a row. Is that true or just my imagination?
I mean, tight end was a total wasteland all year besides Kelce. And Andrews was good for about 5 weeks, and then the bottom fell out when Lamar Jackson got hurt and he got banged up. But you're right. The last few weeks, you know, Kittle didn't do that much until the last few weeks. Hockenson had a huge game. Evan Ingram, who I just, like, as a Giants fan, he was terrible. He couldn't block, always hurt, always drop a pass. He's been great for three games. So there are a couple of guys kind of coming out of the woodwork. Higby, you mentioned. Farmer, who's been pretty good. Njoku's been healthy. So, you know, it's going a little deeper. And then, you know, Darren Waller got healthy, although the QB situation is terrible now. But, there's been a little more production, but most of the season was a wasteland.
Mm-hmm. Let's go with 1207's question. You didn't ask that, did you, Mark, yet? The wide receiver question there. Okay. In a PPR league, Chris, wide receiver, is it DK Metcalf or Alan Lazard?
So I'm a little nervous about Metcalf, A, because Lockett could be back, and B, because the Jets are super stingy and they don't really push you to score with them because they don't score much, although Mike White should be an upgrade. But Alan Lazard you got to go Metcalf, Mike. And although Lazard has a great matchup, but we'll see. If Christian Watson is out, then then it might be close, but I'm still going Metcalf over Lazard.
7508, I have to choose between Madison and Williams. From Detroit, should I give up fantasy football?
it's tough. I mean, Jamal Williams really has, he's gone off. You know, he was great for about 10 games, and now it's this big you know, it's a big committee. I guess I'll go Williams, but it's not great.
Keep playing fantasy football, though.
Yeah, please keep playing.
Oh, just make sure, by the way, make sure he left with a leg injury in the fourth quarter. I'm just reading this, so just be careful. Make sure he's healthy.
Andrew from Iowa City has a question, but Ben's going to get that to me here, and then we'll pass it along to you here. A couple more minutes with Chris. If you have a question at 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you. Again, that's 319-366-1600. I'd been playing for fifth, man, if Eckler didn't get tackled on the one-inch line on that 17-yard run the other night.
I'm glad. Eckler's been the enemy all year. I didn't have any Eckler. He's been doing great, and I just root against it. It's him, Josh Jacobs. These are the enemy. You know, I hope these guys never. I never root for an injury. I hope they walk the earth and find a better calling. You know, maybe NFL is a higher calling for these guys. I need these guys. And McCaffrey is the other enemy. I need these guys to have bad games. Week 17.
The enemy. All right. Here's a question from Andrew down in Iowa City. Assuming Jalen Hurts is out, does he pick Gardner Minshew or go with Jared Goff?
Yeah, that's really close. I kind of lean Minshew just because,
he was productive.
He has great receivers. I mean, Goff, though, against Chicago should light him up. You know what? This is a good problem to have. This is actually a question where both options are good. I'll say Goff because I think Philly has a better chance of winning with the running game in this. So give me Goff.
There you go. Bears are tough, though. They'll play you tough. I think the Vikings-Packers is going to be a score-a-thon, so that's...
Well, the Vikings' defense is terrible. I mean, you want to start your players against the Vikings. The problem is, you know, Aaron Jones didn't get a lot of work. I think he's a little bit banged up. Watson's banged up. You know, the Packers are not, you know, maybe it's A.J. Dillon, you know, has a big game.
Hard to tell. All right, Chris, thank you very much, and best of luck in the Big Stakes League. Again, we will, let's get one more in here before we get on an airplane and go to Portugal to help you celebrate.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson or Brian Robinson, 8636 is asking.
Yeah, I go Brian Robinson. Gibson's a bit banged up, and Robinson still gets the bulk of the carries, and he's got a pretty good matchup with Cleveland, so go Robinson.
There you go. All right. Tell us a little bit about Real Man Sports before you go, Chris.
Yep, Real Man Sports. I'm still picking the games against the spread. I'm still writing up the games after it happens, giving my observations. Again, it's realmansports.substack.com.
All right. Good luck this weekend, Chris. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right. Chris List joins us each Wednesday. His appearance is brought to you by the good folks at I'm On Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Let's get you, before a break, an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we have?
In our pick six, I gave you the results, but I neglected to mention that George from Iowa City is the winner of a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. Stay tuned on Friday for more picks. Not a big NBA fan, but hard to ignore what Luka Doncic did last night.
Yeah.
60 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists.
That's good.
Never happened before. Not so fast on that statue of Dirk Nowitzki.
Well, Dirk's done playing. Luka's still playing.
Out of the Iowa camp, according to Iowa reporters in Nashville, a couple items of note. Sam LaPorta working at quarterback a little bit. Is that just to take snaps or what? I don't know. Xavier Wappa working with the first team at safety with Sebastian Castro in the cash position. Different packages.
I think we're going to see that. Wampa. I think we're going to see a lot of Wampa coming up.
And finally, word is when the reporters were in attendance, Iowa working on the read option on offense. Scott nodding his head because he's heard that from pretty well-placed sources.
A few sources.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see some different stuff, folks. I think we're going to see some different stuff on Saturday. That's all we'll say. 3:53. We'll take a break, come back. Bowling Night America preview. That comes your way next here on KGYM.
Hurry into Menards, your plumbing headquarters. Complete your kitchen and bathroom update with quality faucets from Delta. Delta has been America's faucet innovation leader for over 60 years, creating groundbreaking products in both design and function. Delta faucets add the perfect accent to your kitchen or bathroom and match your sense of style. Get yours today and save big money on Delta faucets right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It pays to parlay football in December with Elite Sportsbook. On Thursdays through Sundays in December, bet one wager of four plus legs of $50 or more on football and receive $10 free bet. It's literally that simple. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality. And play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is a Wednesday, and that means it is a Bowling Night in America. And this Bowling Night in America preview is brought to you by May City Bowl, Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. They are the official sponsor, home port of everything dealing with Bowling Night in America. It'll be the holiday edition, the tweener holiday edition tonight.
Lanes 29 and 30 tonight. It is the Rusty Nails against Van Horn Motors. Hall of Famer Art Barron, perhaps, in the lineup.
Mark Nelson. Nate Walt and those guys.
They're having a tough go of it this year in 10th place. The Rusty Nails reside in third, trying to strengthen that position tonight in the adult Evergreen League.
A little bit of sickness on the, not here, not us, but they're staying home tonight, a couple guys. One out of town, couple of under-the-weather bowlers. So they will be sitting.
We're patching it together tonight.
We're piecing a team together tonight. And one of our bowlers may be in a situation very close to Mark Ironside. I'm just throwing that out there right now.
Yeah.
Please.
Need a roommate, Mark.
You got a roommate for you. He's a basketball guy, though. Yes, so we'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow. But, hey, it's great time. If you got family in town, call them up for some open bowling and head on out to May City.
Yep, the number is 362-0136. And plenty of information on the website, May City Bowl. CR.com.
23-13 with about a little over 3 minutes to go. Duke leading UCF in the Military Bowl. We have for you tonight, we'll join up with the Liberty Bowl at 6 o'clock, get the finish of that, take you to the Tax Act Texas Bowl between Ole Miss and Texas Tech coming up tonight just past 7 o'clock with that kickoff here on KGYM. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joins us tomorrow. We'll talk a lot about the Music City Bowl. We'll talk about Iowa getting back into Big Ten play, it looks like, with Chris Murray and with Connor McCaffrey as the Hawks get ready to go to Lincoln to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Have a good night, Mark.
I will. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM. Todd and Alex are next.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Thinking about gas mileage? If your check engine light is on, it may be affecting your MPGs. But the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help. With the most complete free warning light report backed by technician-verified fixes, you'll know what's affecting your gas mileage and more. And you don't have to drive too far to find the fix. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service is available at all 6,200 stores.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
See details at AutoZone.com.
At Lowe's, it pays to be a pro. Now through January 6th,